Welcome to our worship on this 8th of November. And we begin with an act of remembrance shared with the local Scottish Episcopal congregation.
Good morning and a very warm welcome to you all. We have gathered round this memorial today to remember all those from this community who were caught up in the courageous but tragic events of the First World War and all the wars following. At the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, the guns fell silent on the Western Front to bring an end to the First World War. Our nation and Commonwealth have recalled that moment through our Armistice and Remembrance event down the decades. Decades during which the men and women of our armed services have continued to make the ultimate sacrifice. May we have such a devotion to justice and freedom that the heroism of all who fought and still fight may continue to be remembered in a nation of service and in a world of peace. As we remember those who fought and those who remained anxiously at home in this community, let us pray that God will bring healing and peace. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay one's life down for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servant, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends for everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. and appointed you so that you may go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today.
And now let us pray.
God of goodness and truth, we offer our broken spirits for your healing, our searching for your guiding light, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
God of light and love, you desire that all your people should live in your peace. Grant us the humility to seek your forgiveness and the will to practice it in our dealings with others.
Help us in days to come to seek the good of the world, to work for the increase of peace and justice, and to show tolerance and open-mindedness towards those whose character and customs differ from ours.
Grant that our remembrance this day may be consecrated for practical service and the world made better for our children's children.
Receive our prayers for the well-being of all people, especially those who mourn and are sad, and for all in distress, both known to us and unknown.
Hear us for the peace of the world, for the wise resolution of conflicts, and the release of captive and oppressed people everywhere. Grant that the people of the world may do your will and live in your spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue our journey with Matthew's Gospel. Today we're at Matthew chapter 25 and reading the first 13 verses. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Once there were 10 young women who took their oil lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and the other 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any extra oil with them, while the wise ones took containers full of oil for their lamps. The bridegroom was late in coming, so the women began to nod and fall asleep. It was already midnight when the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom, come and meet him." The 10 women woke up and trimmed their lamps. Then the foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Let us have some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." "No, indeed," the wise ones answered, "there's not enough for you and for us. Go to the shop and buy some for yourselves." So the foolish women went off to buy some oil, and while they were gone, the bridegroom arrived. The 5 who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was closed. Later, the other women arrived. "Sir, sir, let us in," they cried out. "Certainly not, I don't know you," the bridegroom answered. And Jesus concluded, "Be on your guard then, because you do not know the day or the hour." Amen. May God bless these words in our lives today.
Good morning. Today I would like to think a little bit about the symbol that is the poppy. I wonder, think of the McDonald's logo or the Apple computer logo. Other brands are available. But what are they? Each has a meaning deeper than the golden arches or an apple with a bite missing. For many years, people generally couldn't read, so symbols were very important. They were almost a language, like emojis are now. Flowers were often the emojis of the day. Think of the significance of being given a red rose. In some countries, white flowers are given when people die. A red poppy is recognised, but it is a symbol of what? It's a symbol to us of those who have died, been lost, been injured, or have given so much during times of war. And we remember how much each person is willing to do and to sacrifice for others. When we see the poppy, perhaps we'll remember that great-grandfather was away in the war fighting, or perhaps in a factory working to support the war effort. When we see the poppy, perhaps we'll remember that great-granny and her friends worked in the fields to support their families. When we see the poppy, perhaps we'll remember those who were medical and dealt with so much pain and hurt. When we see the poppy, we remember so much. Today is Remembrance Sunday. It is an annual event when people around the world will stop, take time to remember, and will reflect on the deeper meaning of the symbol of the poppy. This ritual of marking events has always been felt to be important, and many such are recorded in the Bible. For example, Jesus of Nazareth timed his visit to Jerusalem to coincide with the annual celebration of Passover. Jesus was crucified and died. Following very closely after the Jewish Passover, Christians celebrate Jesus' resurrection at Easter. And we wear the symbol of a cross to remember this. Building on the theme of sacrifice that happened at Passover, Christians link it into a deeper understanding that for them, Jesus was ready to give his all to be the sacrifice that saved and saves people from separation from God. Easter marks, amongst other meanings, the release from the past and the new life and the hope that come from living and dying for others. When we see a cross, we remember that Jesus was ready and willing to give his all, so that people would have a hope of something more than this current life. When we see a poppy, we remember the people who were ready and willing to give their all, so that their loved ones too would have the hope of freedom and something more than the current life. In the reading today, we read of a group of bridesmaids. Weddings are new beginnings, a trust in a different future. Half of these bridesmaids were ready, prepared, and willing to participate. In the dark of the night, their light shone out. The other half were not wise, nor ready, nor willing to participate, and remained in the dark. In the darkest of times, those who are wise look for the light of hope. When we see the poppy, we give thanks that in difficult times people find that they are strong, have more courage than they know, who are ready to commit to serving others, to trust that there is something more than this current life, and find the light of hope. When we see the poppy, we remember so much. Each year, as a wreath of poppies is laid at war memorials, these words are spoken. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. When we see the poppy, remember it is so much more than a flower. I wonder, what will you remember? Amen.
And now let us pray. God of peace and God of justice, on this day of remembrance, we bring to mind all those who serve our nation, for those in the armed forces who around the world put their lives at risk, for those in positions of leadership who have choices to make, and to whom we look for guidance, to those in health care and social care who tend those who need support, for those in education who prepare us in our lives, for those protecting us, the fire and police services, paramedics. And we give thanks for them all and so many more, for their work and their commitment. May they remain vigilant and dedicated, keen to serve others and to make this world a more just and more peaceful and healthier place to live. God of all being and God of all things, we recognise you at work in our here and now, and at work to bring about the future. We know you look to us to strive and yearn towards the coming days, that we can be part of a world that seeks to heal and not stoke division, that seeks to build bridges of care and support, that seeks to lift up the poor and disadvantaged, that seeks to bring about your kingdom, one action, one word at a time. God of love and God of expectation, we pray for all people who feel lost and abandoned, who feel they have no value, who feel the pressures of financial loss, job loss, and a loss of purpose. May they know your love, your experience, your support through communities that care and reach out to help. Be with us all, Lord God, that we might be your eyes and ears, your hands and feet, your heart and soul, wherever we find need. In your name we pray, and from the silence of our hearts we bring our own prayers for ourselves, for those we know and love, for those in our community, in our land. And we pray for those further afield. We pray for those who are not known to us. All our prayers we offer to you, our God. And continuing in a spirit of prayer, we think of all that we have to share, as we dedicate ourselves, committing ourselves once again. For you invite us into service of your vision of a world made new, of communities living in peace, of people striving to do better and be better. And we offer ourselves into that service. Use who we are and what we have as a living witness to you. May we remain responsive and ready to bear witness to your gracious love. And hear us as we bring all our prayers together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
Love divine, all love's excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, fix in us thy humble dwelling. as its beginning set our hearts at liberty.
May the blessing of God from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.